Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From The Athletic, where he covers the Cavaliers, of course, Joe Vardon is with us. Joe, the season's almost over, buddy. Are you excited or disappointed?
Well, the season's not almost over for me. I'll be heading to playoff series somewhere, so
okay,
that's not quite my mindset. I will say, though, this team is a lot easier to watch than it used to be. So I guess
true.
From that perspective, you'd like to see him play a little bit more.
Yeah, right. I mean, what's been the biggest difference, would you say, down the stretch? I mean, Kevin Love being back, Colin Sexton's improved play. What's been the biggest? Is there a secret ingredient we're not talking about? What do you think it's been?
Yeah, so for me, it's not just that Colin's better. It's why he's better. He has totally changed how he plays within a very short time frame. I mean, we're really only talking about a month to where this started in earnest. I mean, now all of a sudden, when he's got a three, he rips it right away. He comes hard off the screen and shoots it, or he'll go to the rack. I mean, for 4 months, we watched him take forever on the three-point line and then put it on the deck once and stop in the mid-range. And so just watching the rapid maturation of his game has been worth it.
Joe, how much credit does Larry Drew get for this development?
Well, Larry's done a really good job in a really hard situation. It's just funny because I've probably asked Colin 4 or 5 times this year something along the lines of who helps you. And every time he says it's his dad, you know, never mind these poor guys, that the player development guys who are putting in hours and hours and hours a day with Colin in the gym, and Larry Drew, who has played Colin through thick and thin and kind of rode him out when he had no idea what he was doing, which was for a long time. And so Larry gets credit. He should get credit, and it's been gratifying for him to see some of the fruits start to materialize.
Yeah, we had Chris Fedor on recently, and he said he didn't think Larry Drew even wanted the job. Has he earned at least an interview? And do you agree with Chris that he doesn't want the job?
No, I certainly agree with Chris, and I would be stunned if he were back here. I guess you can never say never, and you would point to what has gone on the last month, but a combination of a lot of things that Larry probably wants to move on. That the Cavs want to get somebody that is more suited for the, I guess, I don't want to say modern NBA because Larry Drew's been fine, but just somebody who they came up with. You know, the front office is all of a certain age and kind of all came up together, and there are a number of guys who came up with them as coaches, and they're available. So you look at that, and then it was a long time ago, but, I mean, look, Larry's tenure as head coach did not start well. It was contentious. He made it so. And I'm not saying – I have no knowledge that Kobe Altman or whoever held or holds a grudge over that. I'm not. I'm just reminding all of you out there that happened. And so when you look back at everything and say, well, wait a minute, why isn't Larry Drew coming back? Well, you could point to that as far back as that, as this was something that was always just going to be a one-year thing.
Do we have any candidates in mind, Joe?
Sure. I mean, you look at Jordy Fernandez. That's a name that continues to come up. He is he was with the Canton Charge, and he you know, he was here when Kobe was here and Mike Gansey was here, and now he's an assistant in Denver. And he's 30-something, and he's perfect for this. You know, you look at a guy like Chris Gent, who's probably a little bit further down the line. He's a candidate. There's probably about 6 names, and it's not just those two, again, who have some connection to Kobe and Mike Gansey and just the Cavs at large, have never done been a head coach before. I mean, you're looking at the model of the Hawks with Lloyd Pierce, the Nets with Kenny Atkinson, albeit, yes, totally different talent perspective, but Nick Nurse in Toronto. I mean, guys who have G League experience, player development experience, young. If the Cavs are going to lose again next year, which, you know, they probably are, but we'll see. But they probably, you know, somebody who's not going to mind that. That's what you're looking at when you talk about a prototype.
Well, Joe, the guy that could help them maybe lose less would be Zion Williamson. And if the Cavs are going to get him, obviously they need the first pick in the draft. The three worst teams in the NBA will have the same equal percentage of getting the number one pick. Right now the Cavs are the third worst record in the NBA. They're two games ahead of Chicago for that. Are they going to make it a point to make sure they stay ahead of Chicago?
Well, so tanking almost always comes from the front office.
Right.
First of all, the players never do it.
Sure, of course. Yeah.
The coach is kind of caught in the middle.
Yes.
And especially if this is Larry Drew's, if these are his final couple of weeks, tanking is probably about the last thing on his mind. But, you know, again, we don't know for sure. So does Kevin maybe miss half the games? Well, there's a thing. Does Tristan go away again? Well, maybe there's part of a thing. That's the one thing you look for. The second thing is the Cavs, I think, are the worst road team in the NBA, I'm pretty sure. And most of their games the rest of the way are on the road, and they got to play at Golden State, at the Clippers, at the Spurs. Those are three really good teams. So they're probably going to lose those games. And then it's hard to lose that or to make up that much ground on a team like the Bulls who already have the head-to-head matchup there. So
the Cavs would have to pick up three games then, right?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
The one thing, though, Adam, before we move on.
Yeah.
The thing that we're not talking about, we never talk about, none of us. I mentioned it like in passing the other day. The Cavs have a better chance to get the sixth draft pick than they do the first draft pick. That would suck.
That's ridiculous. That would be terrible.
Awful. And what a waste if that were to happen. Now, they still overall have a 52% chance of picking in, like, I don't know, the top four or something like that. So, like, the odds still make it worth it to do this, but way less so with a much larger penalty.
But
know,
does it
again,
but,
if they end up six?
Yeah, and that is ridiculous. That I mean, I know they don't want teams to tank, which I think is stupid because it's smart to tank. But the idea that they'd have a better chance of picking sixth than first makes no sense. That's a flaw in the system, I think, Joe. It's a good point by you.
Yeah, man. Right now everything's great, right? Like they look better. Collins better. Jetty's better. Kevin's back. Most of these guys are going to be back next year. And they're going to have a great draft pick, right? Well, if they fall to six and they fall out of range, and not only Zion, but Ja Morant, RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish, man, what a bug in your cornflakes.
That'd just be awful.
It'd be awful. Joe Varden is with us from The Athletic. Joe, the Kyrie angle here in Cleveland is kind of polarizing since he's been traded and now with Boston and you know, him not playing in Cleveland's become a story, like he's hiding from the media or the fans or whatever. What do you make of this whole thing? Like, does he really need tonight off? Why is he not playing?
Yeah, I mean, the body of evidence suggests that this is just not a place he wants to come and play unless he absolutely has to. They had a preseason game here. Fine, you missed that. He had played in their first couple. And then this is the second regular season game this year that he's missed. He was hurt last year and then hurt throughout the playoffs after the opener, which he came here. He took his medicine, if there was any to give. So I don't really get it. I think there's been some miscalculation on his part. I mean, I will tell you, he treats me very well when I see him in Boston or I see him out west or whatever, which I've seen him several times, and he's fine. So I don't know if there's something about, like, having to face TV cameras here or just, like, sort of the Cleveland media at large. I think there's been some miscalculation.
But Joe, does he think he's going to get booed?
Well, I don't know. And
he's
I don't
just miserable.
Cares. I mean, I, you know, gosh, like, yeah, he's blamed for like the beginning of the end, and we had that story where LeBron said that and whatever. But fans still credit him for knocking down that shot, and my God, they should. So I don't really know how bad the reception would actually be.
We're talking with Joe Vardon from The Athletic. Joe, there's been rumors of Ty Lue going to the Lakers. You think it makes sense for them to reunite again?
See, I think Jason Kidd's the guy. I love Ty. I think he is a good coach, and I think he was underrated here. I don't think we quite understood some of his genius, like sort of sandbagging it defensively to hold on to things for the playoffs. I think those are good things, and I think he knew how to manage LeBron, which Luke Walton didn't. But the job here was hard on Ty to the point where, I mean, he had to step away for health reasons. And then you have a guy in Jason Kidd who hasn't worked with LeBron before, but LeBron reveres. And I think that the Lakers would be interested in kind of going in that new direction. That's not to say that Ty won't get a look and shouldn't. I think he should. I don't know if he will. But if I had to bet on which one had the inside track right now, I think I would say Jason Kidd.
Joe, final thing here down the stretch. You know, talk about some of the other guys we haven't talked about. It's like Jetty Osmond, some of the new additions they've had here. Like Brandon Knight. Who do you see as you know? Are there some guys that maybe we didn't think were part of the future that might be, at least even if they're just role players on the bench?
No, because the Cavs told you Jetty Osmond was.
Yeah.
With the investment they made at him, and then the way they handed him a starting spot this year before training camp. And so it's been a pleasant surprise to kind of watch him emerge. Otherwise, no. I mean, you know, they invested in Larry Nance, so he's going to be here. That's fine. But, I mean, Clarkson and Tristan Thompson are both entering the final years of their deal next year. And then same with Brandon Knight and Delly. So I don't see it for all those guys. I think Clarkson would love to stay. I think Thompson wouldn't mind it, but you would almost need to extend them this summer to do that. And I don't know where the Cavs are in their rebuild if they're in a position to extend guys. So if that doesn't happen, they could both wound up being traded by next deadline, which fans aren't going to hear that, but that's the reality. So Clarkson's a nice piece. He's going to make a lot of money, I think, in this NBA over the course of his career as a bench scorer. With just the realities of where the Cavs are, I would question whether it's here.
Joe, good insight as always, man. We appreciate it. Good job this year.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.